almost a year, traveling back and forth. This is my son, called throughout the
Croshes.
And that was nice. Now, in that time, it wasn't that I was so much, quote unquote, a different person. It was like the same person that was underneath all the other shit. The shit that's underneath it.
Quote unquote.
Uh-huh. And make a long story short, it was just like a certain kind of evolution. So now I come back, I have, it's easier for me to look in my closet and see I have one suit. I have 4 or 5 sport jackets, etc. than it is for me to even remember the fact that I had 7 pairs of suits, 30 tuxedos, and 100 pairs of shoes. Things, there's no taking stock of that stuff. You just become a pig, like the lumpus, you become a goddamn pig. Because there's no way in the world you can use it all. And I wrote a song about it. I said, you know, how many steaks can you chew, boy? How many cars can you drive? So it's called Song for a Dollar. And I said, Song for a Dollar, make a dead man holler louder than the squalor you come from. And I was trying to express myself through song. And I made 2 albums expressing myself, and they were the biggest failures I've ever had in my life commercially. And in a way, I'm very crazy about that, you know what I'm saying? I'm indirect. But there's a self-destructive mechanism that functions in most every performer I know. So, certain kinds of self-destructive mechanisms. Not that we want to kill ourselves particularly, but we really are not too smart, or we pick a business that was a little better for the inside. That's very interesting, I feel. And so that's the total psyche. See, I believe this. I don't believe that anybody changes. I believe that if you're lucky, you come to recognize the pattern of your existence, behaviorally, and you can make an adjustment here or there. And I've been under analysis for better than a year now, but I feel that's helped. And I look and I say, look, Andy knows me 16 years. He knows I'm not going to change. He looks at me and says, hey, you know, you ain't going to change. But he also sees my working with certain things in a different way. I see it. So it's the same dude, little variations here and there. That's all. So when you say transitions, I think they appear on the outside to be big changes or attempts at big changes, but in reality, they're just like a me time off.